Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our question and answer series, I was answering a question asking, what happens to people that never heard the gospel? An interesting question. Let's continue there.
On his firm foundation for the Bible stands.
There are saved people, the people who hear and reject, and then the ones who have never heard the word of God once in order to hear the way of salvation. Now, let me just digress from this answers I'm giving it and share a story with you folks here. I was pastoring my first church that I pastored in Cantonment, Florida. And a man was running for the office of sheriff. He stopped by my office and said, introduced himself and said he was running for sheriff and all of these things. And so he said, I'm here to seek your vote and answer any questions you have. And so I says, well, I appreciate that. And I did ask him some things about what he believed and felt about different moral things and how to deal with some problems that are there in the city as law enforcement officers, drugs and harlotry and things of that nature. But then I said to this gentleman, I said, now let me ask you a question. Do you know that if you die today, that heaven is your home? He said, well, let me give you the answer I gave to the pastor at the First Baptist Church. I told him I've never left him. He said that so confidently and so well. And I said, well, that's not what I mean. I says, you wouldn't mind me just taking about 10 minutes now, would you, just to explain what I mean? And I went through the plan of salvation. All have sinned and so forth, and just took them down the Romans road. When I got to the end, I says, now, do you believe that if you died today that you'd go to heaven? He said, no. I said, wouldn't you like to receive him as your Savior right now? He said to me, and he said this very seriously, he said, yes, but I don't want to because it may keep me from getting elected as the sheriff. Now, the man did get elected as a sheriff. I went to his office, the sheriff's office, twice down in Pensacola and tried to talk to him. And he was so nervous talking to him. I mean, he literally shook and never received Christ as his Savior while I was there. Now, hopefully he did years later after I'd moved there from there, but while I was there, he had never received Christ as Savior. That just breaks my heart. But there was a person that heard the way of salvation and rejected it. If he dies without Christ, oh, there'll be no excuse. And oh, the tears at that white throne before he's cast into the eternal lake of fire. Now, going back to the answer I'm giving her, the first question I want to address is, does the Bible say that Jesus will not return until the last person on earth has heard the gospel? And that belief mainly comes from the sermon of Jesus in Matthew chapters 24 and 25, who was asked after they had showed him the temple in all of its beauty to the physical eye in verses 2 and 3 in chapter 24. Jesus said, see not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat down on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And the rest of chapter 24 and 25 is spent answering those three questions. Well, the destruction of the temple takes place in A.D. 70. The belief of every person on earth comes from verse 14, where it says, "And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come." Now, "in all the world," preached as a witness to all nations, does not necessarily mean all people will hear it. Although it was preached in their country. Now, this has happened when one thinks of radio, internet, as well as with missionaries. We have received downloads, or we've got records of downloads in Saudi Arabia, for an example, where it could mean death if the person was caught. We could say the same about North Korea. Of the over 190 nations into which we have been downloaded, and just straight from our website, there are several in which the gospel is not allowed to be spoken. What we do know is that the word needs to go into these regions. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23 and verse 25 states, "Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever." Let me just insert here for our listeners now. If the word abides forever, then it is preserved forever. Now let's go on to verse 25. "But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you." Now obviously the gospel must be given through the word of God. I do wish there were boots on the ground in many of these areas that we reach, especially there in the 1040 window. But understand, the opportunity is there to hear the way of salvation. Now, they do try to block us on the internet. I can remember at one time we were receiving about 800 to 1,000 downloads each month from just China alone. They blocked us. They blocked us big time. And now our broadcast doesn't break through there on the internet. They have blocked us from going in. Now, I know some people think it's not fair of God to send people to hell who have never heard the gospel of salvation through the word of God even once. But don't forget, there were two times in which everyone alive in the world knew God. When Adam was driven out of the garden, and when Noah and his family came off the ark. You see, the failure is man's failure, not God's. God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance, 2 Peter 3:9 says. He would also have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth, 1 Timothy 2, verses 3 and 4 state. God has called every believer to be a witness. The multitudes going to hell is a result of the many of us who have passed up the opportunity to witness. That is why Ezekiel chapter 33, verses 8 through 11, speaks of blood on our hand. That person will go to hell, but God will require their blood at our hand. What does that mean? That speaks of loss of reward. Some at the judgment seat of Christ, where every Christian will appear, will hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant." But others will be saved so as by fire and will be ashamed at his appearing, as 1 John 2:28 states. Even in the Old Testament, we read in Exodus 19:6, "And ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and an holy nation." Now, these are words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. Unfortunately, many Jews over the years sold this nation of priests as they are saved and they're going to heaven because they are the people of God. They are God's chosen people. But that's not the idea. Instead, they would be a kingdom of priests. Priests speak to God for people and speak to people for God. Israel was chosen to be the people to take the gospel to all the world. They failed. They failed miserably. I remember a young lady who had a drug and drink problem. She lived with a man in immorality, but thought she was going to heaven simply because she was born a Jew. It wasn't until she heard the gospel that she repented and believed the gospel. In the New Testament, we are also elected to carry the gospel to a lost and dying world. In 1 Peter 2, verses 5 and verse 9 says it this way, "Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ." Ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Now, as Israel were to be a holy nation of priests, we too are a holy people. We are even made priests of God, the Bible tells us. As we got saved, we were made a priest of God. And we're to take the gospel to the world to speak to the world for God. And then to speak to God for people. In Acts chapter 17, verse 30 and 31, we read this, "In the times of this ignorance, God winked at. But now commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, and that he hath raised him from the dead." Now we are to call men out of darkness and into his marvelous light. It is no wonder that Daniel chapter 12, verse 3 states, "And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever." Now this speaks not of how many people actually got saved, rather of how many you have shared the gospel with them. Whether it's spoken or through tracts.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible.